Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tes Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Tes Amud Beis. It's a short Daf. We're at Amrav Huna Breda of Yeshua. Haiman Deliyada Kamishnei B'Shvua Hu Omeid. If a person doesn't know what year of the Shemitah cycle he's in, and he has to know what year is going to be the Shemitah year, Nitvei Chad Shata, he should add 1 year on the number of years that he's counting to the Chorban Bayasheni, since the number of years of the Chorban began in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, and he just has to make up for that year. V'nachshav Klali B'Yavli, and after he adds that 1 year, he should consider for every 100 years that 2 of those 100 years are a Yovel year, so he's going to have to subtract that from each century. Uprati b'shvue, and if he's left with the number of years that he's left with is minus the 100, is going to be the number of Shemitah cycles it is, and he should subtract that from the Cheshbon, and he's going to be left with only the amount of years left to Shemitah. V'nishkol mimea trei v'nishtei aprati, and for each 100 years, the 2 years that he initially had, he should take 2 years, since every century is 2 yovlos, and there's the truth is that each yovel is really only 49 years apart, not 50 years apart, and he should be mitzarif that with the years that he's already had left over. And after he puts all that together, he'll figure out what year it is of the Shemitah cycle. And he'll know what year it is of the Shemitah cycle. So essentially, if you want to figure out what year you are of the Shemitah cycle, you just have to know that Churban Abayis, and you know what year it is since Churban Abayis, you have to know that Churban Abayis was in year 2. And then you could do the Cheshbon by knowing how many Shemitos and Yovlos have passed since that time. Now, the Gemara had mentioned on Daf Tes Amud Aleph that there are 2,000 years at Yimos HaMashiach. So the Gemara just mentioned something else relating to this. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Achar Arba Meos L'Churban Abayis, 400 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, Yom L'cha Adam Kach Sada Shave Elef Dinar and B'Dinar Echad. If someone offers you to buy a 1,000 dinar field for 1 dinar, Lot. The advice is, don't buy it, because it's already time for Geula, so it's a bad investment in Chutz La'aretz. B'masnisa Tana, achar 4,231 shana l'bias ha'olam, after 4,231 years from the creation of the world, im yom l'cha adam kach chasad shava elef dinar b'dinar echad, al tikach. If someone says, here's a 1,000 dinar field, I'm willing to sell it to you for 1 dinar, do not buy it. My binahi, what's the difference between the time that the Braisa gives and the time that Rabbi Chanina gives, which is 400 years after the Churban? The difference is really only 3 years. That the Braisa adds another 3 years on the time that Rabbi Chanina gave. So the Geula is going to be after 403 years after the Churban Abayis, according to the Braisa. So the Gemara brings another Amaisa about writing the number of years in Shtaros. There was a Shtar that said in the Shtar, you know what, maybe we should stop there, because it's going to start a whole new discussion. So this today's shiur will be a very, very short shiur. And again, the last main point we'll have over here is that once we get close to the times of Mashiach, Chazal advise against paying anything near equal value for a field in Chutz La'aretz, because it's said to be a bad investment. That's a very, very short amud for today. And Bezr Hashem, next time when we do Daf Yud Amud Aleph, we'll start with the last few words on the page here on Daf Tes Amud Beis.